pretty good. He's got like pretty. He apparently knows land well enough that he doesn't really need a lot of light at night. So he heads off trying to mask where he's going. So, you guys are standing in the dark, aside from your flashlight that you wisely brought with you. You're thinking if he didn't have a flashlight...
I attempt to set up a small camp.
You... What? You wanna...
Well, there's no reason for us to sit around in the dark. I mean, there's woods here, and, you know...
Well, you realize that it's literally right over on the other side of the...
No, I mean, once we get over there...
Oh, they've already got...
Slightly, move slightly away so I can talk to them so they don't have, you know...
Yeah, sure, give me a survival camping type...
I walk back to the shuttle that we have and turn on the lights inside.
Yeah. Oh, as you're walking away, he's like, Mister, you want your guns back?
I thought they gave me... yes.
No? I don't know what dialogue you're listening to.
Came back.
No.
He never heard them leave.
No. All right, yeah, eventually you guys are all together. You're sitting inside the shuttle.
Excellent.
The shuttle is, pretty much you could have your ear pressed up against the hull unless you had some sort of good gear you're not going to be able to hear. So, unless somebody's looking at you and you're sitting in the pilot or co-pilot seat and they can lip read, you're pretty much safe to talk about shit.
So, let me get this straight. This woman actually offered to pay you money to kill the son.
As I said, no.
Okay, run it by me slower with less blah blah, etc. You know.
She wants him dead.
She wanted him removed. Wink, wink, wink is what we got.
I see. But nobody got her to say, kill him.
No.
Dispose of the body.
He might have, I can't remember.
Not gonna remember.
Have you ever done this before?
Lots of times.
I see. How has it turned out in the end?
Well, I'm on a ship now. Which goes from planet to planet.
That's great. Right, well, there goes using that angle. I was thinking, if we could get her to come out and actually say, kill, dispose of the body, we could pretty much seal the deal on this lady leaving.
Not really.
Definitely. Because if we get a lawyer, or somebody who knows about law, say, this woman's trying to put a hit contract out on her new son that she recently had the misfortune of her husband mysteriously dying and having the contract rewritten. I'm thinking she'll be more apt to agree to a buyout. Because if it's brought to light that she wants the son to disappear, you know, we might even be able to get it to go just on that premise.
I pick up a protein bar and sort of waggle it around so that it flops one way or the other. You know, this is the kind of consistency of the spine of the local law.
He's flopping it at you like a kind of dildo. Right?
Flopping it left to right so that it...
Exactly.
So, how big is the lumber industry in this area?
It does a cut scene, and it goes, welcome to Branson's Mark, and it shows, like, all these motivated lumberjack pictures, and, you know, guys, you know, shows, like, the raising
so
of
the... So the majority of the funds of this local law enforcement comes from the penalties and fines that are put on the good lumberjacks. And as long as the lumberjacks in this area have employment, they will have money to pay for these fines and fees that they incur. Because, you know, after a hard day's work, these guys need to go out and drink, and, you know, there's minor problems and infractions that happen, so, you know, they'll have to pay the local constabularies for these fines and fees. But if this evil lady were to run him under the ground, none of these guys will have any money to pay anything to the local constabularies. That would not be good for their future endeavors and, you know, their payroll, right? Did I use too many words?
Outside the shuttle.
There were some long ones there, yeah. I'm not sure what you're getting at.
The cops depend on the lumberjacks.
Right.
Because you can't squeeze money out of a broke person.
But it's not as if there's a shortage of trees or lumberjacks and that they couldn't just go somewhere else.
The law?
What about the law?
The law, laws usually don't, they don't, the law doesn't leave usually. They're usually pretty stationary in an area.
No, the lumberjacks and the trees here.
Right, so if the lumberjacks all leave, then who is gonna bust them, arrest them, and give them fines and fees?
We're on a planet of lumberjacks.
Right.
If this lot of lumberjacks leaves, then it's not as if there are no other lumberjacks.
Somebody else will just come in and take over. Right, yeah, there is that. But what if these lumberjacks were to give a portion of the future proceeds to the policeman's retirement fund?
Bribery.
No, 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 I would never suggest such a thing. I look at it as a philanthropic pickackle thing, you know, where they, you know, they're trying to
say the bribery, but you
they're
can't
giving
even say
back
that
to the community. I think we need to talk to the local law.
I really don't think that.
Isn't he at a conference at the moment?
I was going to say this is the spine of the law. Right, so he's checking the protein bar backwards and forwards. He runs away whenever something.
The law has one person here, and he leaves at any sign of trouble.
This isn't a sign of trouble. This is a sign of future economic boom.
I think he...
Boom. There was recently a doctor's which exploded.
Right. Well, you know, we could always handle it your way. You got two guns. Why don't you just go shoot them and get it over with?
No, please.
So the other option is to...
We can just try to talk to her.
Wasn't there something about a will?
Yeah, a will that got horribly turned around.
What does it mean?
Come again? Say...
What does it mean?
A will is a legally binding contract in which...
I know what a will is.
Awesome. I don't know why I was so worried about getting another adventure prepared before we started.
I know, I know.
Awesome.
Well, we can just go try to talk to the mother and try to...
The woman wants to kill her son, and more than likely killed off the husband.
Yeah.
Well, it shows her saying they're sharpening a knife.
Shows the company is going down in flames with her at the top of it. And she doesn't care how fast the company goes down. Now for me, you know, I'm one of those people that I want everybody to be happy and prosper. And here's an opportunity where I can better another person's community. Or we could let the psycho with the guns go shooty shooty.
I just don't understand how...
When I say psycho, I mean that in the nicest, fondest of ways.
They ain't paying me to go kill them.
That's great. Let's keep it that way.
I just don't know how would your peaceful law way work on this planet.
Fair question. Basically, as it stands, the kid is screwed and can't do anything legally as far as getting her out. She has everything. By law, it's hers. The only option at that point when it comes to a company or conglomerate is to have a buyout. Now, obviously, the son does not have the ability to do this on his own. However, in a situation where an entire group of people can pool their funds to make a purchase to buy out a company and then set the son as its CEO, they have the ability to bypass the laws that state everything is his by legally setting everything into his name through a mutually owned corporation in which all of the benefits of the company are mutually distributed.
It sounds like somebody is beating your shuttlecraft with a rock from the outside on the door.
Oh god, I duck.
I go outside with my guns drawn to see who's...
Jesus, I'd go for cover.
The guy who had the rock and was hitting the door drops it and puts up his hands like, don't shoot! He keeps his hands up.
What are you doing?
I was knocking. Don't shoot me. I just wanted to ask
you. There's a door over here.
Yeah, I was hitting it with the rock because my hand hurt when I tried that, sir. Please don't kill me. I just had a question. I'll go away. I didn't mean to disturb you and your guns.
Don't worry. Don't worry. It's okay. What is your question?
He still got his hands up. He says...
Answer the lady.
I just wanted to ask, how much would it cost to buy a company exactly like this one out?
You've been listening.
No, but I was...
I go inside and make sure that we haven't got our loudspeakers turned off.
Campfire, they said that we might be able to... No, the loudspeakers are totally not on.
I was sitting on the bed, I'm sorry.
I'll get up and come out of the trailer and walk still got his hands up. Rest of the...
I went back inside to check.
Yeah, he ain't putting them down just in case you come out and go, aha, you dropped your hands, now it's time for you to
I
die.
I put my hand gently on his shoulder and turn him away from the vehicle of doom. And make him walk with me.
Oh, he's happy to
back
walk with
the rest of the
up.
Guys.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go by your shuttle. I'm so sorry. He's crying and shit, but he won't wipe his eyes because his hands are up.
So I get back to where the rest of the guys are.
Okay. They're sitting around the campfire talking, and one guy has got, like, a big hat on. You know, it's got, like, the big brim, and he's got, like, a blanket over him. And it's the worst disguise you've ever seen in your life. Pretty much an idiot would be like, oh, what's up, man? But, you know, he's doing the best he can. And everybody gets silent and looks at you. It looks like there's probably, you know, a bunch of people here, like 50.
And look, folks.
The guy still got his hands up.
You have what they... Calm down. You're okay.
He still got his hands up.
He's
crying. He's starting to do that snot thing where he's trying to...
Yeah, you're hopeless. All right. I move away from him. Try to console that freak.
All right. I've never been so scared, he says.
Change your pants. You're filthy.
He heads off with his arms still up.
Right, look, essentially, folks, you have an opportunity here that, you know, not many people ever get.
Listen to him, says the masked stranger.
Most people spend the rest of their lives working extremely hard labor and never, ever, ever end up getting to the true retirement, the ability to live on their own and take care of their family.
Excuse me, sir, says the big Flanagan guy.
Yes.
We completely agree with that. That's not what we were wanting to find out. We just wanted to know how much money do we got to come up with?
Where's the paperwork on the company?
Everybody in unison points at the manor house over there.
I see.
We're completely agreed with this. We think it's a good idea. It's the best one that we've ever had. But... we just don't know how much money we need.
I suppose I should go over there and look it up then.
They all look like at you and then the house, and it shows like they cut to the fucking stabby stabby house.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to have my associate JJ with me.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, let us know when you find out, sir.
Excellent.
And we'll be sure to, you are indeed with them then. You lied to me, sir.
Did I tell you I wasn't with him?
Yes.
I did?
Just a little bit ago.
Did I tell you I was with him?
You were standing right there.
Well, I was just in the vehicle with him.
Witnesses.
I was in the vehicle with him, yeah.
Alright. They all like...
Did they tell you I wasn't with him?
Well, just go and find out how much it is.
Right.
Right.
I go back to the vehicle.
Cock. He says as you're walking out.
Open the door.
Hands up. JJ, are you still pointing iron around at people, or are you okay for a little bit?
No, there's nobody banging trying to damage your shoulder.
I need to go over to the mansion and look at the paperwork for a little bit.
By the way, the mansion's 2, maybe 3 blocks away. It's not really
excellent.
That far.
We will survive the journey.
I didn't want you to go. Let's fly over.
JJ, I need you to kill all the livestock in this entire region. We have a journey to make. So, we'll go over to the mansion. I need to look at the paperwork for the company. And, I need to talk to the Mrs., Howard.
Okay.
We're supposed to fit a bit there anyway, aren't we?
Hmm?
Yes, I think so.
I'm sleeping in the shuttle.
That's true.
What's the problem?
We might want to talk to the old Chinese woman.
I look around. I open the door again. Look around.
You fail to see any old Chinese woman lurking around.
She was meant to be looking after us, and I think she is going to get us anything we want, which might include the paperwork.
Yes, the Chinese woman. And
oh, of course! How could I forget? The old Chinese woman! I apologize. I'm really not myself today. I somehow let the old Chinese woman slip my mind. Right, so she's like, what, a ninja? And she swoops in through the air ducts with her walker and steals the paperwork? How's this going to work?
She lives in the house. She's the housekeeper.
She's the green egg lady that they are always stealing, so it's...
Excellent. That's great. That is great. Good.
So, we're going to go over there and sleep in the bed she's providing?
Yes, please.
Yes?
No. Did I just hear you guys... Stop. Listen. This woman... Her home, the home of the woman who recently, potentially, allegedly murdered a man. You want to go sleep in beds that were made for you under her roof.
She trusts us.
She wasn't interested in us.
I just met you and I don't trust you. What? What? Okay, I will stay in the vehicle if we stay the night.
She doesn't have a room for you, so it's okay.
Right. So, let's go meet the Chinese lady.
Okay, let's go.
Dun, 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 dun.
You guys head over, are you wanting to take the shuttle or walk? Two or three blocks.
I don't think we've got anybody who can fly the shuttle at the moment with PM.
I've got 4D in it.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so you guys managed to make the hike, wondering how you'll ever get back to your ship without crashing and blowing up. And
well, it only matters if Logan calls for a roll.
Oh, you know what's happening, buddy. If you'd said, I'm an expert at flying shuttle with 4 dice, I would have never fucking suspected that it was time to have you crash into the forest and mess up your remaining shuttle. So, you guys head over there, and a ancient Chinese woman, opens the door like she's been expecting you for a long fucking time and has been very bored with you. And
this woman.
She bows.
I bow.
I bet.
She bows.
I'll wait until she's done.
Alright, she unbows.
I wait for the other people.
Oh, I think they're bowing one at a time right now, but 2 of them bowed and the other 2 just ignored her. So, she stands aside so that you may enter the house.
Yay.
Via the back door. She's not a front door person. And it looks like she's got coffee and stuff like that and a service laid out on the kitchen table.
Ah, coffee.
Where is the lady of the house currently?
Sleeping, sir.
Excellent. And the office?
It is in the house?
I need to see the paperwork for the lumber yard.
I'm sorry. See, nothing of that can be provided, sir. Please. Enjoy your coffee.
I look at them. So...
I will be in the next room.
She's just so inscrutable.
She is the lady.
She's heading off.
I get it.
She's very slowly getting away.
Hey.
I see.
So no, I need some cookies. And also...
She stops and goes and gets you some cookies.
Right.
She puts them on the large service pan. She puts them on the big tray that's on the kitchen table with the coffee.
Are any of you, I wait until she's gone?
No, they're keeping her around.
Also, the woman who lives here, we really need to look at the papers because we are just doing some job for your lady and it involves the paperwork, so if we just can have a quick look, it will be sufficient.
She looks at you, looks at the other short new guy, and then very slowly is getting away. She's moving very slowly. Apparently she has one speed of movement, and this is her getting away speed.
Where is she going? Is
the next the room. Question. It's the next room, like the dining room or something like that.
Well, I just want to keep an eye on her because I don't want her to go to the woman and wake her up. And
no, she's going to the end of the dining room table, and it looks like she's going back to cleaning the silverware just out of earshot if you were sitting at the kitchen table quietly talking.
I am going to go use the restroom. Could one of you two large I look at the one shorter than me. I'm sorry, I've never experienced this before. You are shorter than me. Could you two gentlemen escort me there? I fear for my life as I might get lost and never be found again in this large place. I wink at them.
I look at the captain.
Okay, go.
What are you going to be doing while they're gone, Madeline?
I'm going over to the lady.
She sighs and looks at you.
So?
She.
You did hear me.
She gets up and very slowly begins making her way back into the kitchen.
I go after her.
She adjusts the big flat tray that's sitting on the table so that you can see some paper sticking out from under it. And then she goes back into the dining room and begins cleaning the silverware. Meanwhile, from the bodyguard and the other two guys, please give me sneaky rolls as you're going through the house. Sneaky. As long as everybody gets at least a pair, you're all good. Otherwise, who knows?
Bang into a cupboard.
No problem. It's like being with two Sherman.
As soon as the first bang happens, I stop their movement.
No problem. You hear a female voice go, "What was that? What was that?" Doesn't sound like the old housekeeper. She sounds like further away in the direction of the office, which is probably inconveniently located near the bedroom, and you hear somebody like turning on lights and stuff like that. You think you've got enough time to escape if you wanted to with your two Sherman tanks and perhaps the...
Yeah, we'll head back.
And you guys get back. You see Are you? What are you doing at the table, Madeline?
I look at the things he has.
She's reading through, looks like, financial reports and stuff of the company. Bertie's in the other room cleaning silverware, and she completely ignores you guys.
Go on. What do you got there? These cookies are good.
I look at the papers.
Do you, does your character have any business skill?
Accounting.
Accounting would be awesome.
Nope.
Nothing. Wow. Numbers, numbers, numbers. If you have higher math, you could try to do some sort of weird math thing off of it. Mysterious math thing.
I got an idea. Why don't I give you my opinion on what's going on with the papers, and then you can agree or disagree with me.
Okay.
Do you want to hide the papers from him? Maybe sit on top of them and then look at him and go, ha!
It's very tempting, but no.
In the other room, you hear somebody saying, Bertie, Bertie, and the old lady gets up and is going off. Okay, sure. Give me a business or accounting or something like that role to understand the numbers. Numbers, numbers, numbers. And they stand behind each and every one of those numbers.
Under math, right.
Yes.
Does anybody have math that can support my...
Well, you need a pair. Well, actually, if somebody else rolls it and makes a pair, then one of your numbers may help turn it into more.
Math, anyone?
Who's likely to have math?
It shows the pilot locked in his room going, Give me, never!
So if I spend one... And it's out of...
Perhaps someone else you might think of has math.
If you spend one and it's out of focus, you only get a reroll one die. So I'd hold on to those. Yeah, it's pretty ugly.
Do you think engineering might involve math?
Well, he keeps asking.
Not this kind of math.
Well, it works off if you have math generally, and you've got it to 4D as such in accounting.
Yeah, I have accounting. I just rolled crappy.
Oh, a boss.
I didn't get up here either.
You guys look at the papers, and there's a lot of head scratching. There is a figure that's like 25,000 credits on there. That's the biggest number that you saw.
I have an idea. We'll take this.
Yeah, I'm just playing pause for the moment. Keep the 7, the 8. Get up here.
Is there an like a site office? Like, do they have like a trailer that like the lumberjacks work out of, the manager, or is everything done out of the mansion?
Oh yeah, no, they got plenty of other shit.
Excellent. Let's go get a copy of this.
you hear angry voices and stuff further away, so it might be a good time to go get a copy.
I go over to the angry voices and I
I grab her back of her. No, please. No?
Are you wearing something flimsy or no?
Please, no.
That'd be really awkward.
I begin begging her not to go wake up the woman who wants us to kill people.
She's already awake.
I think it'd be better for us to leave than go, hi, we're just...
I wanted to talk to her so you have more time to leave, but if you are... wanting to talk to me and trying to make me not to do that instead of...
I let go of your shirt and apologize, ask the serial crusher not to kill me.
Thank you.
And then beg for you not to go.
Okay.
Let's go.
What's your plan?
Leave?
Just go away?
Leave, go get copies. Okay.
You guys leave, it shows, like, even with all that talking, you still manage...
What about the bed? We got the beats here.
You hear this all the way over to the
other coming
chat.
Back to them in a minute.
Where are we going then? Are we just so we go.
Yeah. Copies of the paperwork.
Even with all the talking and him going, where are the beds? Where are the beds? You made it all the way out before anybody came into the dining room area. So
get copies?
Yeah, no problem. You make photocopies.
And then send Sanskrit back.
Oh, that's gonna be good.
To put the papers back.
Oh, dear.
By me.
The reason she is going back, if she gets spotted, the reason she's there, she is a female and needs real restroom and not the woods.
You would like my father. But okay. I will swallow my dignity.
No, no, I'm just saying, for the fact that there is an old woman living in this mansion, she will have that mentality that okay. females...
Look, the Chinese lady.
It's just...
Somehow, that slipped my mind. I forgot about the Chinese lady. Again!
These guys because fly a spaceship.
The mother, the married woman isn't that old. She's...
So when she goes to the mansion,
are you going? Well, no, I'm totally cutting to her going to the mansion.
Oh yeah, that's fine. Happened.
So
restroom.
Huh? So Madeline, you've got the reports in your hand.
I don't have it in my hand.
Where do you want to put it? Do you want to balance it on your head?
I want it. I want to. Put it under my shirt.
Very good. Okay, so you've got the reports under your shirt. What do you do?
I'm going to the mansion.
Sure. You go to the same door that you came out of recently? No problem.
Well, I look around the house. Does it seem calm?
The outside does.
Yeah. Does the place where we took the papers have a window?
Yes. Yes, it does.
I go look.
No problem. You see, Birdie is currently starting to clean up some of the coffee and stuff. No sign of the other lady.
Okay. What's the word? I knock on the window.
She looks at the window and squints at it. Shuffles closer and, like, squinting at it, like she can't really see anything.
I wave at her.
She's still squinting at the window, and then she pulls the drapes closed.
Okay, I'm going through the main door.
Okay, you go to the door. Yes, you open it and come in. She looks, like, at you, and then goes into the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And begins to claim the silverware.
Okay, I go back to the place where I took the papers.
Underneath the serving tray that's sitting on the kitchen table next to you?
Yes.
Okay.
And put the papers where they were.
Excellent.
Okay. And then just grab some cookies.
Actually, you know, you hate to think about it, but you are in the house, and it has been a while since you've gotten to use a proper bathroom, actually, but up to you. But good regardless, idea. You managed to come back with no further problems. So, meanwhile, what's the rest of the party doing while she's on Maddie's adventure?
Take the paperwork to the foreman and the dude in the poncho.
Mm-hmm. Big Mexican
sombrero hat. Yeah.
Yes, yes. They will attempt to roll. Yes. Well, let's see. I'm happy with 3 ones as opposed to 2 sevens. Ah, thank you, they say. They are now counting money. Shiny, clinky money.
Now, calm down. How much is it worth currently?
Well, according to this, with the depreciation, blah, 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 business talk, comes out to 15,000.
What was the take the last 2 weeks since the husband has died?
Ah, much less. Yeah.
So it's starting to show a trend of going down.
Well, yeah.
So the value of it within a year could potentially be upside down.
It could be pretty low.
So some of the equipment that's not paid off? would have to be paid off by the owner, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Who's the current owner?
They all point the house. And as they're pointing at the house, you see Maddie coming out of it, and then they kind of readjust point at the house in general.
Your problems are solved. No. Alright. So it sounds like you've definitely got an edge to, deal.
Well, but, she's a hard woman, says the guy not wearing the I'm in disguise clothes. I'll tell you what. If you can broker this deal, we'll load you up with some wood.
Well, you know, guys, normally that is something I would definitely jump on top of and accept. But, you know, if I could get a smaller portion of your finer goods.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That would be even more appreciated.
Isn't well, that wood?
Yeah, it's still wood.
So you just want smaller wood?
No. There's different grades.
He's right. The sombrero bobs. Maybe the guy's nodding.
Right, and I thought this was a lumberjacking camp. I thought they cut it down and then the other guy dealt with all the rest of the stuff.
Oh, no. These are the guys right here. These are the guys that see the wood as it comes out. These are the guys that determine what the good stuff is and what the bad stuff is. And judging by Flanagan here, he knows what he's doing. He wouldn't jib me.
It depends on what you want the wood for. For what we want it for, we got some really great stuff for the shipbuilding.
Yeah, great stuff for the shipbuilding. But what you really want is the accents. The better the wood is in the accents, see, the people who build ships, what are they building these ships for? It's a very important question.
Sailing.
Those are the people who like to show off to their little buddies.
Oh, that's kind of what, yes. We know exactly what you need then for.
Didn't we get that already? Isn't that what Travis bargained for last time?
I think we probably got the main wood for the hulls. I don't know if we got the wood to.
Oh, you got good wood for building a ship. He's talking about the fiddly bits. Oh, yeah.
Like a chess set. We're going to make a chess set for these people.
Come or on. A door frame. But it just said, I suppose, in Rourke. Cock.
You need to get that seen to. I'm a doctor. Do you want me to take a look?
No. Cock. So. Right. But. You got my hand on it then. See what you can do to bring it down to something reasonable.
Definitely.
All total funds we've got, 8,000.
Right. If I pull this off, can I have a flannel?
I'll give you one of mine. I don't know how well it fit, but, sure.
Excellent. This giant flannel.
It'd be a fucking
pouch over here. Just find Ben and tell him what you're up to. He might be interested.
I'll be sure to do that, he says, and surreptitiously looks at the giant pacho, which bobbles.
So, wait for the morning. You want her rested. I want her sharp. I want her on top of her game.
Where do you want to spend the night?
I look over at our vehicle.
Okay.
At the birdhouse!
Woo! You guys want to go to...
You got off to the birdhouse.
You guys want to go to the murder house or your shuttle?
Murder house.
All right.
Where are you... I look at the lumberjacks. Where are you guys camping?
They camp in their lean-tos and stuff.
Excellent. Right. Once they head off to the murder house... I'll look at the Flanagan and the other guy and be like, hey, there's some nice accoutrements in here. You guys want to come in here for the night? I mean, look at this stuff.
On the shuttle?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You sure?
Room. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to offer.
No problem. So,
I make sure the shuttle is within sight of these guys.
It is. It's right over there.
Okay. You guys hear any screaming in the middle of the night? Remember, I'm the guy trying to broker the deal, so... No me, no deal.
Don't worry.
Who the fuck would call me? Oh my god, why? I don't know anybody.
Hey, try to get out of the game.
It's one of the spam callers. Cock. So. No problem. Alright, so. We're going to leave the characters for a moment as one sleeps in the middle of the woods in a shuttle, screaming all throughout the night because of the weird fucked up noises that happen in forests at night when you're a city boy or spaceship boy, because usually the vacuum of space tends to kill off anything that's lurking in it.
Outside the vehicle, at least.
Are we going to get Barney to come so he can fly us back? Or
Barney can fly the ship, theoretically.
Or are we going to leave it in...
I'll just leave the shuttle there and we'll get Barney to pick us up in the main ship.
Fly the shuttle.
Well, we're going to leave three of the PCs sleeping in death row and the other one sleeping in the shuttle and be back after.
Somehow the shuttle alone sounds nice compared to death row.
Yeah. We kept sheets. You don't.
That's true. Actually, that's a really comfortable in here, too.
Once you get over the blood stains everywhere, it's really nice.
Cookies.
And the guy dressed up like his ma, you know, he's a nice kid, you know.
I just see Madeline taking a shower, doo-doo-doo, and there shows the camera watching the shower nozzle.
Mother?
Oh, yeah.
No, there's no psychos here at all.
Well, I gotta clear my hiccups again.
Smoke time.
First cure hiccups.
Smoke time.
Oh, yeah.
What time is it anyhow? Let's see.
I'm afraid we've only been inflicting on this on you for about an hour and a half.
Fantastic.
I think he's asking because he's also got an eye out for
pizza. I need to get these fucking things away from me, though.
And the chips?
Yeah.
Chips are good grazing food. Feel better? Never be found again.
They're the people who get things done, and then there's the rest of us.
I am glad to be playing a directionless character. I was just wondering if this was going to be Freddy's revenge on Milton, so to speak. Or was it the other way around? I forget now. No, it was Milton who burned in the library while Freddy just watched.
Yeah.
Yes, so the wrong way around.
That's what I had thought about. I could have actually got those guys out if I had said one thing, but I didn't really think of it until later.
Waste the way.
They want you to keep the hostages there.
Her psychology might work.
Yep. See, what I'm aiming for, but haven't quite got the yet, is basically making this Timmy.
To have the offer brought to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then walk up to you and go, take it.
Why do you have the Mad Hatter? Ah, that's a story.
Huh.
Still no Pete?
Still no Pete, huh? I must have scared him away.
His internet got washed away.
He must have heard that Razvan was potentially going to show up.
I've just been searching for a picture to represent JJ. I typed into Google country bumpkin, and on the first page is a picture of Razvan in his swimming gear. I have no idea what that is.
That's awesome.
So did I hear correctly, Sanskrit? Are you going to England to meet them there for this trip?
Yes.
So, is there someone forcing you to do that?
No.
This is your own free will, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. You know...
I have a very boring life here, you know.
I see. Okay. Yes, they're strange, but pretty much harmless, especially Logan.
Huh? Mm. England will liven up your boring life with all of its brilliant, incredibly exciting museums and art galleries.
The museums, art galleries? Don't they have spotted dick there?
Mm-hmm. You're thinking of Amsterdam.
Do you want to look at the pizzas, or do you just want me to get...
The pizza? Just pepperoni, ham, you know, whatever you normally, within reason.
Okay, well, they got some weird pizzas, so that's why...
Normal. Okay. Tummy needs normal.
Okay. Well, let's see, pepperoni, sausage, hamburger, ham, banana pepper, onion, green pepper.
Drop the burger.
Okay.
And then I guess I'm okay.
Okay.
Be hurting.
Oh, and Jersey style. Let's see. Fresh garlic. Okay.
Oh, Billy.
Oh, before I forget, Yana, go buy your fucking one-way bus ticket to England.
I know.
Uh-huh.
I'm planning to do it in near days.
Near days?
Near? Soon?
Soon, yes.
Soon.
Maybe, possibly.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So, I gotta admit, Sanskrit, your English is amazing.
Thank you.
The last time I spoke with you, I didn't understand anything. But now I understand everything, which is very impressive even for me.
Oh. Thank you. I was watching lots of TV series in English.
Very, very cool. Smart. Smart.
Lots of hard work, yes.
You're supposed to say, I was only listening to Heroic Cthulhu.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. And when you meet somebody who only speaks English, surprise motherfucker is not the normal greeting, just so you know.
No?
No.
But...
Logan would have you believe differently, but it is not.
What?
It's how much are you?
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
Terrible people.
Yes. Yes, we are. Okay. I'm ordering the pizza online here.
Pizza! Pizza.
Would you believe that Logan's been eating healthy there, TJ?
Compared to what I used to know of Logan? Holy shit.
It freaked him out a lot.
Essentially, all I thought this man ate growing up was Mountain Dew. I could stop there, but I did see him eat. But it was like... his diet consisted of ramen noodles and pizza. Pretty much just that. Oh, and oh my god. Like, literally every week he would go through a bag or a full tray of double stuffed Oreos.
Nice.
We gamed every weekend, and every weekend he would have sitting next to the computer a full tray of double stuffed Oreos. And those were not for here, you can have some too.
No. That was sexy time.
That was all him.
Okay, pizza has been ordered. We're ready to rock. Do you have 2 fives, TJ?
And he doesn't eat.
You got 2 fives?
I don't have any.
Of course not. You're married. Anyway.
I got a credit card, bud.
Nice. All right. So.
I was going to say, do you want to throw it on my card?
No.
Okay. Well, he's going to give us your details, you know.
Nice.
And the numbers are...
I'm kind of alarmed because they haven't sent the confirmation on the thing, but yeah, okay. So, well, we'll see if we get a
pizza. Did you put special directions on it?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay.
I said, delivery person, if you'd like a tip, deliver to back door only. So, he doesn't. Guess what? There's a confirmation. All right. So, to make a long story a little shorter,
too much you're late.
Yeah. Morning comes. There's morning.
We get out of our nice beds.
Very comfortable, actually.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Shuttle, not so comfortable, but it's relatively safer. You think? And what are you going to do? I know where everybody else is. What are you doing?
Go up to the house.
All right. No problem. They're all sitting down for breakfast and stuff like that. And at the dining room table, joined by Mrs. Howard, who you've never met, young-ish, like 30, pretty. And she's a bit surprised to see you, but, you know.
Pleasure to meet you. My name is Guizdo.
Hello, Guizdo. Would you like to join us for breakfast?
That would be excellent.
All right, and
breakfast? Do you like to talk before or after breakfast?
Well, during is fine with me. We don't stand on ceremony here. Empathy roll.
Two eights.
After is better. After.
I'll wait.
All right, you guys eat a nice breakfast, and afterward, cut to... the library. It's one of those old wood types. Everybody sitting around smoking cigars, even those who thought they were non-smokers.
Right. All right. Does she smoke?
Yes.
I offer her a light.
Ah, well. Thank you, Guizdo.
Certainly.
So, have they informed you on my little difficulty?
Yes, they have.
She notes the gun you're wearing.
They, after speaking with the, gentleman for a while, they brought up some concerns about the future, of the company. I guess the men, were very fond of Mr. Howard. My condolences, man.
Why, thank you, sir.
I understand you had a short but very passionate, fiery relationship. Like the candle that burns from both ends, I see. It's a terrible shame.
I gave him the best 2 months of my life. She dabs one eye.
You're a better woman for it, Empathy. 3 sevens.
Cha-ching! Oh,
sorry. Right. Well,
best marriage ever.
The guys, you know, they showed me some numbers, and we're looking over some figures.
Figures?
And, yeah, the company. I'm
company figures.
I'm a guy who's interested in numbers, and I was curious because the way they were talking, it sounded like some of the morale had gone down. Some of the, you know, some of the guys maybe aren't pulling the weight they should be, and
it would be very sad to have to replace some of those men.
Some of them are concerned about that, and, you know, I was looking over the numbers, and I was realizing that, I hate to say this, but if, things keep going, the, cost to replace a crew at this point, and the cost to, retrain, and I mean like a foreman, a foreman. These guys are like jewels.
Oh, you know, I'm sure Flanagan will serve me very well.
I look at her and I go, Flanagan's like one of those jewels you can't. It's got none of the discolorations in it. You know what I'm talking about? The diamonds, they got none of the little discolorations in them. No impurities. He's one of those gems that you just can't miss. And it turns out that after talking to him, this guy almost sees these other guys as family members. It would be like losing his children. So I got to talking to him, and I was asking him, you know, if they would consider trying to form up together and buy the company.
Ooh.
A large lump sum of cash.
Go on.
And I was looking at the potential outcome if things were to stay the same as they are. You know, obviously some of the Flanagan's guys would have to leave. Flanagan would start getting a little disheartened, seeing his little children go their ways.
Well, how much are we talking about?
Not even a couple thou. More than a couple thou. You're almost looking at 10 grand.
Oh.
And I was looking at some of the other paperwork. If this company stays the way it is, with the legalities of stuff, some of the equipment that's not paid off, if the company not goes under...
Off. Oh, dear.
If the company goes under, the assets of the owner are what the corporates tap into to pay off the debts.
My assets?
Yeah.
Well, let's take a look at the paperwork here, she says. Where did you
no,
get that?
No, not that. I wait for her to put it out.
All right. Yeah, you guys are now pretty much haggling and, like, trying to figure out. Yeah, give me a haggling-type roll. Gun dice. At that point, JJ shoots her in the back of the head.
I wait until after we paid and got a signature.
I'll spend one more. It's an in skill. Yeah. And then I roll how many? Just two?
Yeah. Did you fail the game set?
Please. Hold on. My gamble did not pay off. 2 9s.
She would be happy to sell for, like, including the house, of course, because, you know, it just has too many haunting memories and stuff. She'd be happy to lump the house in with the company and whatnot, which does drive up the price just a bit. It is a very nice house.
Hmm.
It'd come out to 15.
Yeah.
Maybe 14 she'd be willing to go at, but she feels it's worth 15.
The house is beautiful.
Mm.
And I can assure you, you could fetch a pretty penny for the home. But the problem's going to be, these guys have no use for a home.
Well, I'm sure that, well, if we were...
However,
if you were
to try to contact these people, there are people, believe it or not, all throughout the galaxy who live on planets with water, deserts, endless amounts of dirt and dust who have never seen trees. These type of people like nothing more than to own property off planet.
Give me a bullshitting roll to convince her it'd be easy to sell the house.
Keep only getting a single pair. Hmm? Pair of sixes.
Yeah, she'd be willing to go to 11 grand, excluding the house.
That's a big difference. Ah. Huh.
Why don't you go and think it over?
Let me discuss that. Perhaps we'll be able to meet on that.
Excellent. She...
Brunch? Lunch, perhaps?
Perhaps dinner.
Dinner!
Early dinner.
Huh.
3 p.m.
Excellent.
She sees you guys out.
Okay.
And cut to, you are somewhere else back at the shuttle or something.
How large was the town?
Decent size, not really big, it's smallish.
So this would be the nicest house.
Yeah. But she was wanting a lot more for a house.
She's wanting 7 for the house.
Yeah, the company's not going for a lot. It's pretty much a bunch of guys with saws and some lights.
Right.
They don't have, like, big permanent
fucking right.
equipment and stuff. But
did she not say 15 including the house?
Yeah, she said 15 including the house.
Yeah, and then she went to 11 without the house, so that's 4. 4 grand for the house, which is pretty expensive, but it's not a bad deal, actually, if you want to live here. Each credit's about $20.
All right.
So it's pretty cheap.
So, all right, I'll head down to the guys.
The PCs?
No.
No.
I look at JJ. So what do you think, JJ?
I've got you should have gotten to throw in the breakfast as well.
Right, so I go back down to the guys.
The lumberjacks.
She wanted 15. I got her to 11. The house is included.
Okay. TJ, just so you know, the house wasn't, but they don't.
Memory roll.
Yeah. Well, actually, the other PC said that too. It's 15 with the house, 11 without. 11 without.
So 11 without the house.
I think. No, was it 17 with the house?
15. 15 with the house. 15 or 11 without.
Okay. Yeah.
So, how much property is attached to that house?
Not a huge amount, but technically they have all land for logging, right? So, they can make it miserable on somebody else who bought it if they want to by moving trees through their fucking house.
Okay. Right. So, she wants 11.
Yeah,
without the home.